Get more than just the scores.
We are
the all-new Fox Sports New Jersey.
Fox Sports New Jersey.
A Beasley Media Group station.
93.5 FM, W228 DY.
And 1450 AM, WCTC New Brunswick.
We are Fox Sports.
It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
And now, live from the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey, it's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports. Starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor. All right. And me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten.
Ha ha.
Well, thanks, engineer. Thanks. Also today featuring our wonderful, he loves that word, our wonderful sponsor, You Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. And we'll have more on you and his company in a couple of minutes. But, all right, Mr. Coffee. Welcome to the show here on Fox Sports New Jersey, folks. We're thrilled to be here every Sunday at 11 a. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. Not just the games, but the players, the business side, behind the scenes of all sports. The broadcasters. We still have to talk about Tom Brady. All you need to know, that's our theme here. Whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk, and if we don't know, we will find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and week started, and you will be good to go. And with that, guys, welcome, welcome, You Coffee and Billy Taylor. Hello.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Billy, how are you?
Good morning, guys.
Good, man. How about yourself,
okay,
Jim?
Sunday morning, rainy Sunday in New Jersey. A perfect sports day. You Coffee, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, guys.
All right.
What a wild Saturday it was for college football.
I just have to start out one thing, right? The most important thing I think we really should start out. How about that President's Cup? I think we really need to start out with the President's Cup and see what's going on. Although, I'm kidding, but it's actually a big it's a big day for the President's Cup. USA! USA!
Yeah, anyway, let's move on now. That was enough golf talk.
But seriously, we were just talking before the show came on. Is this the greatest time of year for us jocks, us sports fans, right?
Yeah, you got college football, NFL,
everything.
Baseball's finishing up at playoffs.
Everything is happening. If you're a sports fan, it's absolutely amazing what's going on. So, Billy, you feel the same way too, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think the Yankees were able to clinch, and that's going to be exciting. The NBA basketball, they go to camp. Hockey goes to camp. Football's in full swing. Teams are beginning to get better now. And if you're a sports fan, or even a sports talk show host like we are, this has got to be the funnest time of the year.
And actually, you know, sitting here with all our notes, because we're talking, you know, the things we want to go to in the college, NFL, baseball playoffs. And then how about the Knicks? Karl Anthony Towns comes to the Knicks,
yeah,
right?
That was a great
trade. Julius Randle,
yeah.
And DiVincenzo.
DiVincenzo, yeah.
Right? Oh, my God, tremendous. Local Jersey boy, too, right?
Yeah, that was a trade for the Knicks.
Great thing for the Knicks. They were already going to be good, but I like Townsend because,
yeah,
you know, I think he's going to help out tremendously. Don't get me wrong, Julian Randle, he was hurt last year, and I think he fades in the playoffs. So this gives the Knicks a little bit more momentum, and I think that they could go even further to make it a big battle with the Celtics next year.
Yeah, we'll obviously, you know, expand on that conversation. It's really the trade just happened in the last 48 hours, so everyone's putting the pieces together. But what a huge deal. I think it's, I agree. I think it's a great move for the Knicks. I mean, he's a young stud, right?
Yeah, that propels him, what, to the top three probably in the East? At least, you know. So that was a great trade for the Knicks.
So anyway, welcome, guys. We've got a lot going on, and we have a special guest that's going to be popping on a little later. Former Giant Billy, I don't know if you guys passed each other in the time, but offensive lineman, great, Mr. Carl Nelson, will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll go over, so we're going to maybe try to save some of the NFL stories for that part of the show. So I think we really need to talk about college football.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Open and that game last night. Billy, did you watch Bama and the Dogs?
Absolutely. And the thing about it, what I got to say is this. You know, don't get me wrong, the ending was great and the second half was great, but I've been on teams when you get a big lead in the first half, it's really hard to come back and play in the second half.
Yeah.
It really is, because you got to figure out some way to motivate yourself when you're kind of leaving it out there. And so I thought that Georgia came back strong. They say their quarterback is possibly one of the top draft picks. The quarterback for Alabama's got great speed, but
right.
I didn't think he had a great arm.
Right.
I think Alabama is the better team. And even though the game was close, I still think Alabama has a better team than Georgia.
Yeah, that was a great game. I thought Georgia was better going in, and Alabama. That would have been a terrible loss, though. If Alabama would have lost that, up 28-0.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I'm sitting there watching it. Like, you know, then he's starting to turn channels. Because 28 zip, like, oh, my God, they're getting hammered.
Right, the bar I was at, they changed the TV to the other USC game.
Yeah, the
game
other games were lousy, though. USC-Wisconsin, I think, was a blowout.
So, I think that's the game they went to. But, yeah, no, Georgia, I mean, especially at the end there, you know, Georgia takes the lead. They were down 28-0, and they took the lead 34-33. And Bama scores 2-point conversion, and then Georgia came back down, and they threw an interception in the end zone. So that was a wild, like, one of those games that lived up to the hype, you know?
It was absolutely amazing. It was just a tremendous game. That's college football. And the place was going crazy. You've got two of the biggest programs in the country. Oh my God. It was so exciting.
2-4. So, Georgia can't drop that much, I would think, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that part. But, I guess they come out with the rankings today. And you know what's interesting? And, Billy, you can comment on this too, obviously. But also, I didn't realize till one of the Reese Davis or whoever, one of the announcers, you know, just starting to get into later on in the college season. They're saying, so now with this 12-team format for the playoffs, right, for college coming up, the champion is going to have to win 4 playoff games.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like quarters.
That's what it should be.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
With 4 teams, you really don't get to see who the tough team is. I think it's just like in the NFL, you got to win 4 games to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Or to win the Super Bowl. I think it's good for college. I think it's great you got 12 teams involved. That means if you do lose a game like Georgia loses, you can still come back. It's like Notre Dame lost their first game. You still can come back, especially with 12 teams going to the playoffs. That makes it a lot easier for a lot of people, and it makes it more competitive. So I think that's one of the good moves of the NCAA.
And, Billy, that was exactly the point. That's funny you said that. You're spot on about that. That's what they were talking about, that whoever lost that game last night is now other years. Oh, you got one loss. You're done for the national title.
No, absolutely. Yeah,
you're saying you can come back because of this playoff format, and you're still in because they are obviously top teams.
Right, yeah, I mean, top 12. You get in the top 12, you're in the playoffs, and you have a shot. And I'm sure Georgia will be in the top 12, and they will make the playoffs, you know. But, that's a great point that now you have more teams, and now you have a playoff system, which is great because, you know, like you said, the 4 teams, or even when it's just one game, it's one game. Now you have to win a couple games to win the national championship.
It really – go ahead. I'm sorry, Billy. Go ahead.
No, I think it's a great move for college football because sometimes when you only have 4 teams, a lot of teams lose interest, and you have so many bowl games in December and January that it kind of gets confusing for a lot of people. So this makes it interesting for a longer period of time, and I think it's going to help the game.
Yeah, and because they obviously always have the issue of the bowls. So the bowl games are obviously part of the playoffs. So I don't know all the breakdown of it yet. We got a few months to figure that part out. But, you know, the rose, the orange, the fiesta, they'll all be the, like, semifinal games and things like that, right?
Right, exactly. I'm sure they'll be part of the playoffs.
Because they never want to let go of those tie-ins with those financially. It's tremendous, you know. It really got me pumped about college football, finally, I have to tell you. I sat home on a rainy New Jersey Saturday. I don't know what Billy was doing. I know you was out carousing somewhere, you know.
I was drinking out of the bar.
But really, it was a lot of fun to have college football.
Yeah, a game like that will get you into the sport, you know. Like a game like that was so exciting, get you back into it.
Like there was, I'm just looking over, I don't know if there's anything dramatic other than that yesterday. I know Michigan had a hold on to beat Minnesota 27-25.
Yeah.
So I don't know really where Michigan is at, you know.
But how about the 4-0 Rutgers?
And we were going to jump into that one now here at Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, home of On the Banks of the Old Raritan, Rutgers University. With a big win on Friday night. And Jack, our station manager, who's doing a little engineering for us today, was there at that game, right? What a big win for the boys.
Yeah, that was a great win for Rutgers.
It's great for Rutgers football and great for New Jersey because, see, I am from Texas, and most of my friends say, well, what colleges do New Jersey have? And when the coach of the Rutgers did pretty good a few years ago, it kind of brought them to the forefront.
Right.
And anytime they do well, I think it brings New Jersey to the forefront. And being 4-0, even though I haven't played anybody good,
right,
I think it's great for the state.
They're doing great, you know. Now, Jackie, I don't know if Jack can be heard on the air or not, but I understand the stadium was electric on Friday night as well.
It was sold out, 54,000 people there.
Beautiful.
It was a blackout game.
Beautiful.
It was amazing. The drones, the light show, the atmosphere. Usually in games like that, guys, fans are out of there by the fourth quarter.
Right.
They stayed until that last kick, and then they partied on all night long.
Oh, that's great. That's so nice to see. Because back when, like Billy, you were mentioning, that's Greg Schiano, when he did his first run and made the program what it was, which is now, what, 20 years ago, I guess. Yeah, probably. And those games, they won a couple of those games. One was a Thursday night Louisville game, if I recall, right? And it was like, you know, they beat the number one team, and the stadium and the state was finally caught up into Rutgers football. It was so fantastic to see.
Yeah, no, it was great for Rutgers and, like, for New Jersey. And, yeah, I mean, they played Washington. They were in the playoff team last year. I mean, not the same. They lost their quarterback and whatnot. But
still,
I think, a great win for Rutgers. And, I mean, coming up, they got Nebraska next week, then Wisconsin, then UCLA, and then at USC, who's ranked 13 right now. So they got a rough stretch coming up. They still play Illinois later on, who's ranked 19 right now. But Rutgers looks good right now.
Yeah.
Schiano does have him. You know, he had him on the map, you know, like years ago, and looks like he's doing it again. So good for Rutgers.
Are you, baby, on the banks of the old Raritan? People in Jersey, you know what that means. But, you know, it's another interesting thing, too. Guys, I want to throw this out. You can both comment real quick here. It's just so funny to watch now, especially with the breakdown, the Pac-12 gone. You know, the Big Ten is now 27 teams.
It's the Big 28.
It's the Big 28. But these teams and these games, I guess, Billy, you go where the money is. Last week, I think Stanford was playing at Syracuse.
Right.
So you got Stanford going to Syracuse. Yesterday, Rutgers and Washington, the state of Washington, they come in and play in New Brunswick on a Friday night, no less, because Fox has a Friday night game.
And Rutgers goes to USC
later
in the season.
So there's no more, let me do a little, you know, eastern area.
The regionals.
Yeah, little puddle jumpers to get to the games. I don't know, what do you think of that, Billy? That's crazy, right?
Yeah, but see, I love it because, you know, anybody can play against anybody. I mean, last week we talked about the money that teams get when they go to other other colleges
right.
to play against
right.
them. They bring in the money. It's all about the money, and that's all you got to do is follow it. But I just think that to be able to have the 12 teams like they do, it's going to open up college football better than it's ever done, and you're going to have a true number one and not just a speculation.
Yeah, definitely. I agree totally. Everyone's got to...
And you're going to have a true number one and not just a speculation.
Yeah, definitely. I agree totally. Everyone's got to get you... Got to get used to the changing world, though. It's a little, it's affecting some people. Like, wait a minute, what are they doing? They're playing these guys and yada, 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 right?
Right, well, and to Billy's point, like I said, now you have the top 12 to make the playoffs. So, I mean, it used to be the thing where if you were the third ranked team, you're like, oh, we could beat those two. You know what I mean? They want to be in them. Now you have a shot. I mean, you can have the argument with 12 versus 13. I get that. But at the end of the day, you'll have the top 12 teams going, and then you get to prove if you're the best team or not.
Now, just finishing up on some of the scores yesterday, of course, the national team, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame over there.
Indeed.
They beat Louisville 31-24. I think it was kind of ho-hum, but they let Louisville come back. I didn't see much of the game.
Yeah, no. In the beginning, yeah, Notre Dame had a couple of turnovers. They got a couple of turnovers to take a lead, two-touchdown lead at one point, and then Louisville, at the end, made a little charge. It was 31-17. They made it 31-24. They had the ball, and Notre Dame stopped them. But, yeah, so it wasn't like a – but with this year Notre Dame, the way they've been playing, and that's a pretty big win for them after what they did the other couple weeks.
There was one – I didn't realize Ole Miss is now ranked number 6 in the country. Good for them.
But they lost.
Nice
they lost.
Comeback. Yeah, and they lost to Kentucky yesterday,
yeah.
Right? Wow. So Kentucky's not a bad team, though.
No, I think they're a surprising
yeah.
team, no?
Yeah, they're pretty good, right?
But that kid for Ole Miss, his name escapes me right now, but
yeah.
he was number 2 for the Heisman Trophy right
oh,
now.
Okay.
I mean, right now,
okay.
It's early, but.
Yeah, and there was a kid, I think, forgive me if Billy, maybe you know, last night, Boise State, I think the running back had 4 touchdowns, some kid.
He looked pretty good, too. I don't think you can even really say anything this early about the Heisman because.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, as we get toward the end, it'll come to fruition. But I'm looking for the kid named Hunter from Colorado to have a chance at it because he plays both ways and he's instrumental in both ways. But I don't think you can say anything now. But the kid from Boise State, he looked like a really, really great running back because his acceleration, his cutting ability,
yeah.
and his ability to make people miss. And I think that he's an exciting running back that I can give him the early, go-to, but it's just still too early to even think about the Heisman.
Right, right. The season is starting to unfold, and we're all starting to see who's going to shake out here. I guess Texas is still number 1 in the country.
Yeah,
number 1,
they're still
right?
number 1, yeah. They won.
Right. And they beat Mississippi State, so no big deal there.
Archie Manning
yeah.
dancing on the 50-yard line.
Oh, is that what it was? Was Archie out there?
Archie had a really good game. But, yeah, he threw a touchdown pass, and after he did it on the 50-yard line, he did a little dance.
Showed off that Manning flair.
You know, they showed a clip the other day he was running when he ran down the field. The same run as Peyton and Eli.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
The way he ran down.
Now, ironically, right? Now, he's the son of the other.
Of Cooper. The
Cooper.
One who, yeah. The
right.
middle brother.
So the one
yeah.
brother that didn't really play in the NFL, right? And he's got the son that's going to be the star.
Maybe he'll beat all Peyton and Eli's records.
Oh, my God. There's some bloodlines there, Billy. Man.
Yeah, I've known him for a long time.
Archie
Manning, the dad.
Oh, okay.
I met him. My dad taught at Ole Miss.
So oh.
I've met all the Mannings. But he told me a long time ago about Archie. Cooper had a really, they say he may have been the best athlete, but he hurt his shoulder and
yeah.
kind of had a neck burner, kind of like how Peyton had. And that ended his career. And now his son is doing such an outstanding job. I was kind of shocked that he took the job that quickly.
Yeah.
But he's a great athlete. He's got more speed and quickness and agility than either Peyton or Eli. And I think that, you know, because he's where he is at the University of Texas, he's going to blossom and really
right.
show everybody what a quarterback is all about.
Right.
Wait,
right.
Billy, you think he'll keep the job now? What's his name? Ewers is injured, and he was having a great year, too.
Right.
I think they go back to him, but I'm not, you know, who knows, but. I mean, is there going to be a controversy now? I mean, do they stick with Manning or do they go back to Ewer? That's you, Billy.
I don't have an answer for you.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I would think they'll go back to Ewer, but.
I see the Oregon Ducks are still doing well, 34-13 over UCLA, right?
Yeah.
So they're still a good team. So things are starting to happen here. That's great. Okay, college football. We're actually opening up the whole show with college football.
I know, right?
Isn't that
wonderful?
Isn't that wonderful? Okay, I think we've got to take our first break here. We're getting the high sign. So after that, then it's going to be time. Man, I could use a cup of coffee.
We all can.
So we'll have a little coffee right after this break. We'll be right back.
We've all been here, but what, little girl? Is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin.
No.
It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's C-O-F-F-E-Y SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay, we are back, folks. The JT and BT Express Show, everything sports, sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles. Billy Taylor, you Coffee, Jim Totten here on a Sunday morning, rainy New Jersey. I get back home today after the show and just going to flop on that couch and watch football and potential playoff game baseball type thing.
Couple pops?
Maybe a couple of pops. We'll see about that. But right now, though, I'm not talking about pops. I could use a cup of coffee. Now, there's time. We're getting good at this. Whoa, coffee. Well, speaking of coffee, it's time for Coffee's Corner. Mr. U Coffee and his little segment on the show. He gets a chance to vent whatever he wants, and I think you've got some things you want to talk about, too.
You? Got a couple, Jim. Thank you, Jim. I'm over here now. This segment right now, Coffee's Corner, sponsored by Tissues. If you use tissues, you need tissues. So go to tissues.com and get yourself one.
A great product, by the way.
Thank you, Jim. So over here at Coffee Sports Collectibles, we're running a promo for all our listeners. Just go to CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com and use the promo code EXPRESS. See what I did there, Jim?
Oh, look at that, EXPRESS, like the show.
So if you put in EXPRESS, the promo code, you get 10% off the entire site.
Oh, good.
Also, we do auctions every day, Monday through Friday, one product a day. Just go to Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook. Follow us there, and you could bid on there and in the comments, whatever picture I put up. And all the info's on there, Coffee Sports Collectibles.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I have my hand up here.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
What kind of product are we talking about? What are you putting out there?
Well, like this week, we had Austin Wells signed baseball, Sauce Gardner signed jersey.
Okay.
Everson Walls signed photo.
Okay.
And I did it on Thursday, so it was a Cowboys picture and a Giants picture.
Okay.
Last time I did it with him, it was a jersey, the Cowboy fan won. This time, Thursday, Giant fan won the Giant photo.
Oh, right.
You know the photo with him, Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
His hands up when he won the championship, he put, and he signed Super Bowl champs on it. And then Lawrence Taylor stuff. I try to keep it mostly local, but I do other teams also. But I have a lot of local guys, obviously, because I live in the area. But yeah, we put up a lot, you know. And Lawrence Taylor was Friday. We did him one. I keep doing Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees, Devils, Rangers.
So people
Islanders.
Are able to put in a bid at any time. It's open for X amount of days, or
it's about. I do it every day around noon. I start, okay, and then it goes 8 o'clock at night. Oh. 8 o'clock is the last
one day for each item.
Right, every day, yeah, every day. New product goes up every day at around noon.
That's great. Right.
And you know what? Really grind my gears. It's up to let me. I know Otani's having an amazing season off the record books, but then they still DH. I know Big Poppy always say he goes. They're gonna give him the MVP. He goes every year. They told me I couldn't win MVP because I'm a DH. And now you have Francis Lindor on the Mets. I had a lot of Mets fans tell me after the show last week, Lindor should win the MVP because he plays the field and he's a pretty good shortstop. You know, I don't know if he's gonna win the Gold Glove, but he's in the running. And so the Mets fans telling me that it shouldn't matter that he's a DH, he shouldn't win the MVP. But I always say MVP, they should change the name to Offensive Player of the Year, because MVP, take Ohtani off the Dodgers, they'll win the playoffs. You take Lindor off the Mets, they probably aren't where they are now. So MVP should be two different categories, Offensive Player and then MVP, though. I'm just saying, Jim, I got a lot of Mets fans yelling at me saying this.
I know. Ohtani is in rarefied air. Like a 50-50.
Agreed.
Nobody's done it.
But he's still a DH.
He don't wear a glove.
Oh, man. You know, you're a 50-50 guy and nobody's done it. How can you not be MVP? I don't know. To me, it's not even close. It's Ohtani and Judge. And then there's the rest of baseball.
I tried, Mets fans. I tried.
Anyway. That's it, though. That is a good thing, though. I know the Met fans, Lindor has really come on.
Yeah.
And been incredible, you know. So, okay, so that's good. So they go online. If they type in Express, they get the 10% discount.
On CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com and the promo code, write Express, EXPRESS, and you'll get 10% off the entire site.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. Okay. All right. Good luck, Coffee's Corner, baby. All right. Good stuff. Thank you. Okay, we are back now with our guest, has arrived on the phones. And ladies and gentlemen, we're very honored to have one of the great champion Giants from back in the day, if you will. But great guy, got to know him a little bit, but wonderful offensive lineman, won one of the big game titles back in 86, the original title, which I was at the Rose Bowl. And it was incredible. But ladies and gentlemen, we're pleased to have Carl Nelson with us. Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Yes, there he is. Hi, Carl. It's Jim Totten.
Hey, Jim. How are we doing?
Good, sir. How are you? I'm here with You Coffee, our sponsor, and an old buddy of yours, I think, maybe Billy Taylor?
Yes.
Hey, Billy. Your old buddy Carl is on there.
Oh, how are you?
Good, Billy. How you doing, man?
How's your golf game?
Same, lousy, but I still enjoy it.
It was mine. But, you know, the thing I wanted to ask you, Carl, before Jim asked you a question is, going into the season for the Giants, I was concerned about the offensive line. They brought in a bunch of veteran players, and now they're beginning to kind of work in sync. What does it take to be a good offensive line, and what do you think about the Giants' current situation?
Well, it takes time. You have to get to know the guy next year. You have to get comfortable with him. When we won the Super Bowl in 86, I don't think anybody missed a game. I think Billy Ard missed like maybe one or two games. Other than that, we were all together for over 2.5 years. So it takes some time. It takes some confidence. It gets, you know, getting to know what they're doing, you know, how they pass off the twist, how you can even on the run, you know, when to leave a guy and go up to the next level to make sure that the guy, you know, that the one blocker's got him. So there's a lot to learn on each guy. It's tough, though. I mean, I'm a casual fan now. I don't really study game film. I don't look at that kind of stuff. And really, for offensive line play to know how they're playing, you really can't comment that much on it just watching it on TV. You can't really appreciate what's going on. But they are, obviously playing a little bit better this year. I thought the pass protection was better. Last week, I would have liked to have seen, better run numbers.
Right.
But, especially against the Cowboys, who've been so bad with that. But, I think the offensive line is starting to play better. I'm hoping, because it's been a long time since you could say, the offensive line for the Giants was at least average. It's been a very long time since you could say even that.
I mean, thank you, Carl. It's been such a stretch for the Giants in the offensive line. They have made so many changes, and it's been unbelievable, and it's been part of their downfall for sure.
There's some head scratching choices. The biggest one for me, and I like the guy a lot, Justin Pugh. All right,
yeah.
They drafted him as a tackle. He had a 32-inch sleeve, 32-inch arm.
Right.
Length. I had a 38-inch. The biggest thing with tackle is the further you can keep the guy away from you, the better off you are. He was losing 6 inches of advantage before the ball was snapped.
Wow.
He didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
He was a guard, and he was a good guard.
Yeah, he was.
But he wasn't a tackle. And they wasted draft capital of a tackle on this guy who didn't have the body type to do it. And there was just, a couple of things like that. Another guy, Flowers.
I was going to bring him up. Right.
Once they moved him inside the guard, and when they got rid of him, he played guard in other places and did okay.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a tackle. It takes a special, and I'm not sound like trying to sound like you got a big head here, but it takes a special person to play tackle.
Yeah.
It's easier to play guard than tackle. That's why they pay tackles a lot more than they play guards.
Right, right. No, absolutely. It's so true. I mean, look like you said, look at your line back then. You guys were just tremendous. It was all part of the build-up, and you guys, a few years together. You're right, Carl. But, I think part of the problem currently, is getting used to, with Daniel Jones, too. There's still the question mark, guys. Let's throw it out there, right? Is he the one?
No.
Well, I don't know if he's the one or not. The league has changed so much.
Yeah.
You get a guy on his rookie contract and you try to, get everything out of him and figure out what you got. And the Giants, with all the injuries, Daniel, the Giants couldn't really figure out what they had yet. So they gave him the big number this year, but with an easy out. And we'll have to see. You have to give him a chance. If you don't have a line in front of him, don't give him a chance. You don't know what you've got.
Right.
Hey, not everybody can have a top 10 quarterback. Everybody wants a top 10 quarterback. But, just because you draft a guy doesn't mean he's going to be great.
Hey, Carl, this is
no matter how high you draft him. So, I'm not thrilled with, the way the league is run right now. As soon as they put in a salary cap and you start making football decisions based on money, you can only screw up.
Right, right.
And I think that is just so evident in the league today.
Absolutely. You have a question, go ahead.
Hi, Carl. You Coffee. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. And congrats on kicking cancer's ass. So congrats on that. God bless. To that point, the Giants have offensive line issues for years. Now you just brought up two guys, and you said they drafted them and put them in the wrong position or, didn't help them out. So is it more on the team and the coaching, or and you said it takes time. I get that too.
Answer that question. In my opinion, Justin Pugh is an easy one, an obvious one. The one thing you can't measure on a football player is heart. Drive and desire. Okay? You can get a sense of it, but you got to remember, in college, you're facing, the big colleges are facing, maybe 2-3 guys that are going to go in the pros. Okay, playing your 12-13 games, you might face 2-3 guys going to make it to the pros. When you get to the pros, the worst guy on that roster that you're on the other team's roster, if you make a mistake, they're going to beat you. In college, you're good enough; you can overcome all those things. You can overcome mistakes. You can overcome a slight physical mistake, and because you're good enough, you can you know recoup on that. In the pros, you can't. And so it's when it gets tough, how's the guy going to react? And that's what you really can't measure.
Yeah, and it's been interesting too because we can flip over to the other side of New York, and with the Jets, 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 and here we've got Mr. Aaron Rodgers, and it's all about protecting him, Carl, right? To keep him going, and they so far so good, right? With Aaron and the Jets.
Well, I haven't seen the Jets play that much. You know, they're going to do everything they can to keep him healthy.
Right.
You know, they're not going to do. You know, as many deep routes, they're going to try to run the ball. You know, you've got Breece Holmes,
Breece Hall.
The running back is doing a really good job for him.
Breece Hall, right.
Yeah, and, you know, so they're not throwing, you know, everything on him that he has to do everything, which I think is good for them. You know, they've got a decent defense. I think it's not as good as, you know, they've been talking about. I think people have talked that defense up quite a bit.
I thought that too. I agree.
They talked it up. But, you know, they're a good team. They should compete. You know, they should compete this year as long as, you know, they can keep the quarterback healthy.
Hey, I'm looking over here just at, you know, at the stats and you guys, you and Billy. And did you guys overlap during seasons or, Carl, you came in after Billy?
83 was my first year. Billy, what was your last?
82.
Oh, 82.
82. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we did.
No, I went to the Raiders to 84.
You know, I met Billy and I've got, you know, see him at a lot of charity events and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's great. The Giants are great that way, right? With their former players.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's. I've always been the opinion you've got to give back. I was given the God-given gifts to play professional football. I survived cancer twice, so
yeah.
I do a lot of charity stuff. At my peak, I was going to like 40 charity events a year.
Right.
It just because I was also in business, I sell pension plans, 401k, sell and service those. So I'd go to events, I'd meet people for that too. But I was also helping out the charities, and you know, you got to do right, you got to give back.
Right.
Because anybody who makes it to the pros was giving something that the average person wasn't, and you need to give back.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've got, I'm also a prostate cancer survivor myself, going on 13 years now.
Yeah, buddy.
You do the annual blood tests.
You're saying.
Yeah, I know. And you do my annual blood test and everything else, and, you know, 0.00 of cancer.
35 years, I still go see my doctor every year.
You
so.
Know, right? It's such a good feeling to get those results back, right, Carl? Every time. So, a great feeling.
But you know, Jim, Carl had leukemia, and he came back from it. He looks outstanding now. It looks like he could play power forward in the NBA,
because
he looks great.
Oh, no.
How do you feel now, Carl?
Well, first it was Hopkins, and I always tell people I look better on the outside than I do on the inside. So the inside's a wreck.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. You're still in northern Jersey, I think, as well, correct?
This is home.
Up in that area, too. That's great, you know. So, okay, so we have to jump into this then, because here in our studio, we've got Billy Taylor, obviously ex-Giant, me, big former season ticket holder, Giant fan. Okay, you, Coffee, and our engineer station manager.
You don't want to know.
Okay, Dallas Cowboy fans, Carl. So let's get into a little Thursday night.
Not everybody can have class. That's okay.
I wasn't going to tell Carl that, Jim. Thanks.
Does he know I controlled his microphone?
I wasn't going to bring that up, Jim. I wasn't even going to. It's a sore subject. I wasn't going to bring that up at all.
And here we go with the Thursday night game. So I don't know. What, throw it out there, Carl. What were your impressions? The Giants were just blasé.
I honestly only saw the first half.
Okay.
First of all, you can't win in the NFL kicking just field goals.
You've
got to put the ball in the end zone. You've got to figure out how to do that. No matter what's happening out there, you've got to figure out a way to get the ball in the end zone, and they didn't.
Yep.
So So you can't expect to win a football game, you know, just kicking field goals. I mean, yes, the Giants lost the week before to a team that just kicked field goals, but that's not going to work every week.
Seven. I know. Unbelievable.
No, I always say the more field goals you kick, the closer you are to losing the game.
Yeah, right.
Because Cowboys did it years ago. We only kick field goals. Any other team, we get like four field goals.
Yeah.
They didn't get three touchdowns, and we lost. Because you have to score touchdowns. But to Carl's point.
The game, and to the Cowboys too. Neither team was exactly thrilling the Thursday night crowd.
No, it was a ho hum victory for us. It was like, all right, we.
Yeah, a Thursday night game is so hard on the players. Yeah. I couldn't even imagine playing. It was bad enough back in the day. You know, when I was playing, we played, a Monday night game out on the West Coast, and getting ready to play the next Sunday was tough.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't imagine playing a Thursday night game. You're not going to get a good product.
Right.
You can't get a good product because there's not enough prep time for the players and the coaches, and you're not healthy.
Right.
It takes more than 3 days to recoup from a football game. So you've got guys who are much less than optimal, much less than they would be if they had 7 days, 6 days rest. You're not going to get a good product out there on a Thursday night. You can't do it.
Totally agree.
I agree with that too. Yeah, exactly. But it was good after that. And from Thursday night, you get almost like a mini bye.
Yeah, you get a mini bye week in there, and that's helpful. You know, so if you can survive the Thursday night game, that is nice. But once I never had to do it.
Right.
And we played there was no Sunday night games, and there was no just the one Monday night game, no Thursday night game. So most of our games were 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
We're creatures of habit.
Right.
I always, traveling in the NFL, I would say we're trained pigs. They get you on a bus, they put you on a plane, they put you on another bus, they take you to a hotel, they take you on another bus to the stadium. I mean,
like cattle, right? Like cattle.
You in the right direction, we're a bunch of trained pigs. Right. And if you screw up your what you're doing, it's hard. It messes up your system. It messes up, your preparation and all these games on all different days and different times, it's harder on the players, but listen, they're making a hell of a lot more money than I played. The Giants left tackle, I made in my top year, I made about 1% of what he makes in a year. So things have changed a little bit.
A little bit. Wow.
Man, that's unbelievable. I know. But like you say, that's why they're playing Thursday night games, though, right? You've got Sunday night and Monday, and the fans and the ratings love it. We were talking before you came on. We started out because knowing you were going to talk a little NFL with us, so we started out with some of the college earlier today. You were able to catch that Alabama game at all last night, or Georgia?
No, I didn't see much of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not a big college guy anymore.
Yeah.
If I don't know the players,
right?
I like the pro game a lot better.
Yeah.
So I don't watch a ton of college.
Yeah, we had a whole bunch of different games in Notre Dame and all those guys going on. But so the Giant game was interesting. The Jets, we're just going to kind of, we got you real quick here if you don't mind. Jets are playing the Broncos today. Guys, everybody, Billy, anybody want to jump in on any of these games? What are your feelings on that one? It's at MetLife.
Well, I think the Broncos are, they have a young quarterback, and so it's going to take a little while for them to get going. I think it's kind of like a revenge game for the Jets because their offensive coordinator was the head coach of the Broncos, and he was with Aaron Rodgers. So I just think the Jets should be able to do a good job. It's an ugly day in New Jersey, but maybe that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Jets versus Broncos. Yeah, it's going to be rainy New Jersey and at the Meadowlands. But, I think the Jets will win pretty handily, though.
Yeah, we're not sure with Sean Payton. We're not sure what's going on with the Broncos, really. There's a lot, too, with the quarterback.
Agreed,
Here's a good one, too, Carl. Saints-Falcons. That's a nice game.
Yeah, the Saints have been surprising people. I really haven't seen much of the Falcons, so I really can't comment too much on them. But, it's still early in the year. You're always going to get some surprises and some teams playing well. It's a long-ass season.
Yeah.
you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And that's something Parcells always told us. It's a marathon, not a sprint. But with a limited number of games, each game is important. So you got to, you know, you got to prepare for it. You got to be ready and you know, give everything you got on that Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, it's always interesting. It's, you know, close. Those who make the least number of mistakes generally win. And that, you know, leads a lot to coaching.
Yeah, good point. We'll get back to the games in a minute. I just had a question for you, Carl. With the QB play this year, it's been a little bit not great to start off. We'll get back to the games in a minute. I just had a question for you, Carl. With the QB play this year, it's been a little bit not great to start off. Do you think the about the QBs, is it bad because of teams and the coaching failing to set them up? Or, like, as you see the comeback of these quarterbacks, of quote-unquote bad, they were at the other teams, like Mayfield, Darnell, Geno Smith, Justin Fields, they're really doing good. Is it more of a coaching, or is it maybe teams rush them onto the field too much, as rookies?
They don't practice.
Yeah,
it's easier for quarterback and receivers to practice because there's not a lot of contact. But the teams don't practice.
And less preseason games, maybe.
The first 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, are basically an extended preseason.
Right, right.
Guys aren't in football shape because they can't be in football shape. If you're only playing, you know, maybe one quarter in one preseason game, how the hell are you going to be in football shape?
Right.
And
yeah, 100%.
In practice. I think we hit more in the first week of training camp than they hit the entire year now in practice.
Yeah.
Really? Wow, yeah, wow.
How do you get better?
Yeah.
How does a backup offensive lineman who hasn't hit somebody full speed,
right,
all of a sudden, you know, week 7 or 8 goes into a game and is expected to play well?
Hey, wait, Carl, to that point, how much would he get?
It's tough, and you know, the quarterbacks, I mean, if they're not seeing stuff full speed, it's very hard to get good. I mean, I hated practice, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I knew I needed it.
Right, right.
But, Carl, to your point, for the backup lineman, how many reps would he get in practice before the next game?
I don't know if they do special stuff where they'll take their second string offensive defensive lineman and let them do some live stuff, you know, some full speed stuff, because they're not doing it in regular practice.
Oh, wow.
So that I don't know. But getting back to the quarterback thing, it's a lot of it is system and coaching. Yes. Okay. I mean, you know, Sam Darnold is finally doing something.
Right. Right.
And everybody thought he was a waste.
Right. Right.
You know, with the Jets and down in Carolina, and now he's in a system where he's getting a chance. They're taking time with him. They're working with him, and he's having some success. But it's the right place, the right time, the right situation. And, you know, if you're not in that, you don't have a chance. You know, the quarterback for the Panthers now, I mean, he's lost.
Yeah.
He's right now. He doesn't know up from down.
He's getting traded.
and when your head's like that, you don't stand a chance.
Yeah.
And the game, you know, I don't know the coaches down there. I don't know the system.
Right.
But it obviously hasn't worked down there for him. Now they can move. He can go to another. You know, they don't want to trade him because if he goes somewhere else and does well, they look like jerks.
I know,
but there are talks that they are going to trade him. I mean, if you were like a team like say the Giants, would you give up a 7th round pick or maybe a 5th and 7th for him? I think I would take a chance on the kid. You never know.
I don't know. I mean, the Cowboys took
Trey Lance.
San Francisco for like a 4th round pick.
Right.
Probably never going to play, but. You know, they thought, hey, it's worth a shot. You never know what you're going to find. You know, I can coach this guy up. These other guys didn't. But
he didn't beat that Cooper Rush for the backup spot.
Yeah, I mean, but you have to have the right system, the right people.
No, 100%.
Who are gonna work with them to get his confidence up to, utilize what he does best. Because you can't just, say, well, this is what we do. You have to fit that. Especially a quarterback. You have to fit the player to
your system.
So it's going to lead me back to this question then, that, like I said, because I'm personally a big Giant fan. The Daniel Jones situation, you know, I don't know what the answer is with him, right?
I don't know what it is. He's just good enough that
Yeah.
You wonder, could he be the guy? But right. He's not. He's never going to be the top two or three quarterbacks in the league. Can you win and not have a top two or three quarterbacks in the league? It's harder now than right. It was because of what they've done with the offenses. You know, just all the rules are really for the offensive, you know, offensive players, offensive team, to have them have success. So you need to have a decent quarterback, but you don't have to have an all-world quarterback to win.
Right.
If you have a balanced team and a good defense, you can get by with an okay quarterback, I think, still even today.
Brock Purdy. There you go.
He is not only the last player drafted.
Right. He's a perfect example, right?
Well, I think he's better than that, Jim.
Well, he's
a great
Midland.
System for him.
No.
He's got great players around
right.
him. But, you know, we'll have to see when his contract is up and they got to pay him. Who else can they? Who are they going to lose? You know, so that's going to be a big part of it, too. You know, he's got a great players around him. He's got, you know, four or five Pro Bowl players yeah. around him on offense. It's a whole lot easier to play like that than if you don't have those guys around you.
Hey, I'm just bouncing around here because it's just fascinating. We're here with Carl Nelson. We've got Billy Taylor, U Coffee, JT, and the BT Express Show, all things sports. Just one other thing I wanted to throw out since we have Carl and Billy. The concussion situation, the concussion syndrome, and you know, obviously with Tua, you know, it brings the national light to it. What are your thoughts on, is there anything else that could be done? They've tried helmets, certain, I don't know. What are your thoughts on it, both?
But Tua has the best time, they say, for concussions, too. That helmet designed just for him. But go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, you know, it's a problem. It's a violent sport.
Right.
Okay? Can there be a safer helmet? I would hope so, because not much has changed in the helmets in the last 30 years.
Right.
Okay? They're just now starting to get some new designs, some new ideas. You know, it's like for an offensive lineman, it's, you know, you don't get many of the big, you know, blow-up concussions, but you're hitting your head on something or somebody probably, you know, 60-70% of the play.
Right.
And those little minor hits. You know, I think if there was a soft padding on the helmet, I think that would help. But it doesn't look good on TV.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay? Who cares? I say wear it.
On TV. So, you know, I think there's going to be more innovation in that area. But, you know, with neighbors just slamming his head on the turf, I don't know if a padding could help that or not. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's the big hits. I don't know if padding is going to do anything on a big hit, on a big single hit like that.
Yeah, Carl, yeah, you know how they wear those.
It was more of his head getting bent, I think. The last one,
yeah.
Just the guy kind of hit him in the side, and his head bent funny. I think that attributed to it too. So, you know, everyone's different, but I think they will get something with helmets.
Yeah,
that where they'll be safer, and at least I hope they do.
Carl, speaking for that, the headgear they wear. I think Jabril Peppers from the Patriots wears it in the games. Do you think that helps? Would you wear it? I mean, there's only a couple of guys.
I would have to think anything that would take some of the blow has to be a positive.
Right.
But I'm not a doctor. I haven't seen the physics on it.
No, right, right, yeah.
But, yeah, there has to be, because it's, you know, the concussion is really the brain slamming into the skull. And, you
right.
know, and when it's, you know, things are moving and then all of a sudden your head stops and it goes in a different direction very violently, and
yep.
your brain slams into your
yep.
Into your skull. That's what's causing the concussions, and I don't know that padding can slow that down.
Right, right.
Billy, what's your thought?
I just think the NFL is continually trying to improve the product, and what I like is that it used to be when I played, and probably the same thing as Carl, is that you know, they ask you how many fingers you got, and you tell them, and let you go back in. Now you have to go through a protege, where you have to go through the doctor, the trainer, and then they make the decision. If they allow the head coach to make a decision, there'd be a whole bunch of people out there with playing with bad brains. So I'm glad they took the coaches out of the making the decision. And I think they're going to get better. And I think, Carl, that they will continue to try to work on a helmet that is probably can hold more or have concussions less. But I think they're trying to improve, and they have to, really, because there's so many lawsuits against them.
Yeah, well, they also took the player out of it, too, to not let the player go back in. You know, say, oh, no, I'm fine, just let me go. So that's also a plus.
That's a great thing, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, folks, we are running out of time. Carl, we could do another hour with you, but you're like, yeah, no way, that's enough. But listen, really, thank you so much. I've known you for a few years. You've been on the show a couple of times. You're just great. Great to talk with, and thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Carl.
I appreciate it, guys. Yeah, good talking to you.
Okay, we'll touch base during the season then, okay?
Stay healthy.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you, Carl Nelson. That was terrific. What a great guy. He's a
great dude.
He's a great interviewer and everything else. But we need 2 hours, man, for this show, right?
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Exactly.
Because there's so much with baseball, but we got to finish off with our commercials, too. But we'll do them at the end of the show. How's that? For now. But we do have to, real quick, we got to get a baseball update, especially here in New York.
Right, right.
What's going on with this Mets team and this whole playoff debacle? You, Billy, what do you guys say? We've got about 3 minutes.
I think they're fading. You know, the bad thing is that, you know, they played so well, had the best record for a long time after the All-Star break. And I think they're fading now. To lose to a team like Milwaukee, they lost to the other day, I thought was really a terrible thing, because the teams that you're better than, you're supposed to go through them pretty quickly. And I feel bad for the Mets because they may not make it.
I know.
How about tomorrow, Monday, is going to be a doubleheader. It could be
crazy.
for the last playoff spot, you're going to make a doubleheader? I think that's ridiculous for MLB.
MLB made a really bad decision with those games during the hurricane in Atlanta, correct? They just let it sit there.
Right.
They let it sit there like, we don't know what to do. You know, well, I said bring them to Citi Field. Should have played there.
You can't do that.
You know what? You can do anything. Okay. Why not? But
no, how about the Nationals? I don't know if the Nationals are home, but put them in Nationals.
You could do some other stadium that was
a neutral site. And the Braves would be the home team. They should have done that at least.
I know.
I mean, how you got a season decided on a doubleheader? That's terrible.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable call, you know.
Yeah.
But the Mets aren't doing themselves any favor by losing these darn games.
On the other spectrum, you could say the Mets put themselves in a situation, but it's a 162-game season for a reason.
So I guess we're going to find out today and tomorrow, right? It sounds like they're going to play the game. Okay, you have to get your commercials in, so we're going to have to wrap it up. What a great show. Went so fast.
Went so quick, I know.
Billy, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
You Coffee, Coffee Collectibles. The auction is live. Okay.
Monday through Friday.
Jack Maya, thank you, sir. Behind the glass, as they say. We had a great show, and Carl Nelson was fantastic. So, okay, guys, have a great sports week. There's so much going on.
See you next Sunday.
Okay. All right, have a good one, guys. Bye-bye.
We've all been here, but what little girl has had enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gross. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's C-O-F-F-E-Y, SportsCollectibles.com.